Morning Watch, Day 4. Living in and with the Divine Trinity, Week 3. Living in the Divine Trinity by enjoying Christ as our life supply, by living Christ for his magnification, and by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ in our spirit. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Ephesians 3:8. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given, to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. Psalms 34:3. Magnify Jehovah with me, and let us exalt his name together. Psalm 69:30. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Luke 1:46-47. And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has exulted in God my Savior. Acts 10:47-48. Can anyone forbid the water so that these would not be baptized, who have received the Holy Spirit even as we? And he charged them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days. Acts 19:17. And this became known to all, both Jews and Greeks, dwelling in Ephesus. And fear fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. John 17:11-21. And I am no longer in the world, yet they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given to me, that they may be one even as we are. Verse 21. That they all may be one, even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. Related reading. At the time Paul wrote the book of Philippians, he was an elderly person. No doubt the guards expected him to be exhausted by his imprisonment. But far from being exhausted, Paul was full of joy and rejoicing in the Lord. I am confident that he was shining forth Christ and expressing him. Such an expression was a declaration of the unlimited greatness of Christ and a declaration that Christ is inexhaustible. Our natural patience is limited, but Christ as our patience is without limit. We all have the capacity to be patient, but only to a certain extent. Then we become provoked and angry. Although our natural patience is so limited, Christ as patience is inexhaustible and immeasurable. Even though Paul must have been mistreated in prison, he could be happy and display to the guards the unlimited greatness of Christ. In particular, Paul displayed Christ's inexhaustible patience. Christ certainly was magnified in Paul's physical body. Day by day, Paul was happy in the Lord. His happiness did not diminish as time went by. In his happiness, he could show forth the immeasurable Christ he experienced and enjoyed. By this way, Paul expressed, exhibited, exalted, and extolled Christ. I do not believe that Paul was offended by the jailers or that he offended them. Rather, he was a living witness of Christ, testifying of his ability, power, patience, love, and wisdom, all without measure. The guards may have considered Paul to be strange or peculiar, viewing him as possessing something which they did not have. What they sensed in Paul was Christ magnified. While he was in prison, Paul expressed the greatness of Christ in an enlarged way. He magnified Christ with all boldness, both through life and through death. By magnifying Christ in this way, Paul could overcome any situation. Paul's living was actually the expression of the life-giving Spirit. In every situation of his daily living, Paul was the expression of the very Christ he preached. On the island of Malta, he lived such a Christ as the all-inclusive Spirit. As we read Luke's account in Acts of Paul's living, we see that his living was the all-inclusive Spirit as the consummation of the incarnated, crucified, resurrected, and God-exalted Christ. On the sea in the storm, the Lord had already made the apostle not only the owner of his fellow voyagers, but also their life guarantee and comforter. Now, on the land in peace, the Lord made him further not only a magical attraction in the eyes of the superstitious people, but also a healer and joy to the native people. All during his long and unfortunate imprisonment voyage, the Lord kept the apostle in his ascendancy and enabled him to live a life far beyond the realm of anxiety, but fully dignified with the highest standard of human virtues, expressing the most excellent divine attributes, a life that resembled the one that he himself had lived on earth years before. This was Jesus living again on the earth in his divinely enriched humanity. This was the wonderful, excellent, and mysterious God-man who lived in the Gospels, continuing to live in Acts through one of his many members. This was a living witness of the incarnated, crucified, resurrected, and God-exalted Christ. Paul, in his voyage, lived and magnified Christ. No wonder the people honored him and his companions with many honors. That is, with the best respect and highest regard.